I'm Aaron Schachter in for Marco Werman, and you're listening to The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. It almost seems like an unstoppable force. More and more men and some women are, for whatever reason, drawn to go fight with the Islamic State in Syria and Iraq. And more countries are passing laws to punish their citizens who make the trip. In Britain, Prime Minister David Cameron is pushing legislation to bar re-entry of British militants for up to 2 years. Not every country is taking such a hard line, though. Cheryl Brumley visits a city in Denmark that's offering ex-fighters a helping hand.
If you're trying to get back to Europe after fighting in Syria, it helps if you're headed to Aarhus. Here in this lively port town west of Copenhagen, authorities are giving its citizens turned former militants a second chance. Next to the city's harbor is the Aarhus police station, where I meet with Jorgen Elam. From the outside, it's a menacing windowless brick building. Inside, it's light and airy, bringing to mind a trendy software startup. Elam's the police commissioner in charge of Aarhus' rehabilitation program for young jihadis.
We see this as a crime prevention. We want to prevent young people from becoming radicalized to an extent so that they might be a threat to the society.
Around 100 Danish men, out of a country of just 5 million, have gone to the Middle East to fight. And over a third of the fighters are from this city alone. Elam says Aarhus has recruited a network of psychologists, mentors, and social workers to ease these guys back into Danish society.
So we have, in fact, interviewed all 16 of these 31 that has left from our city that now have returned from Syria, and made an assessment of the situation. Do they suffer from PTSD? Can they manage on their own? Do they need some help to get back into society? And what do they really want themselves? We've found that many of these people, returnees, were rather disillusioned by what they had seen. It wasn't heaven on earth. They have a profound wish of returning to the society.
The returnees are given medical care for battle wounds, a therapist for any post-traumatic stress, and help with homework and job applications. Their parents are also offered counseling. The police also work with Danes preparing to leave for Syria. It's an uphill battle, though. Every day, Muslim kids in Denmark are bombarded with messages like this. A bearded young man stands in a park near Aarhus, extolling the virtues of jihad, while skateboarders whiz around in the background.
He said to me, "I'm going to school, but I can't concentrate. I'm in the classroom physically, but mentally, I'm not there."
Lars, who asked his real name be withheld, is a mentor in the Aarhus program. The young man he's working with now has been totally consumed by the idea of going to Syria for months. Lars is trying to talk him out of it.
It's a long process and it's slowly, but now he has been stating that it's very helpful what we are doing together, and I have now got some new perspective, and I don't want to go to Syria anymore.
We have to help them, because if we don't help them, if they find a closed door, if they find walls they can't climb, then I think we will push them back into a more serious form of radicalization.
Preben Bertelsen is professor of psychology at the University of Aarhus. He trains mentors like Lars on how to build the life skills of the city's radicalized young people, like goal setting and empathy, so they don't become further excluded and find solace in extremism. Bertelsen has a strong message for those countries across Europe adopting zero tolerance approaches.
If they are not welcomed anywhere, where should they go? And if they cannot come back, if there are no exit strategies or exit programs for them, the only thing left is to seek for an even more dangerous group. And the next radicalized group after ISIS will for certain pop up somewhere.
The city's rehabilitation program does have its skeptics. Politicians in the right-wing Danish People's Party argue that allowing these fighters back in puts the country at risk of domestic terrorism. Police Commissioner Elam has one message for his critics. Look at the numbers. In 2012 and 2013, 30 men were documented leaving Aarhus to fight on Syria's front lines. This year, there was only one. For The World, I'm Cheryl Brumley in Aarhus, Denmark.